This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
These are the Klang jetties of Penang. The time-tested structures support rows of wooden houses, which are home to over 200 families. The families here are the descendants of the labourers whose backs literally carried Penang through its heyday as an international seaport. But their contribution is seldom recognised, and today, their story is almost forgotten, for their very existence is threatened.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. We're still staying at home as much as we can to stay safe, and we're also continuing our coverage on films that were previously released under the Freedom Film Festival, which have been bringing socially relevant human rights films to Malaysians from back since 2003. So the Freedom Film Network are releasing specially curated Freedom Film playlists, which they've dubbed Weekend Watch with Freedom Film Fest, and this is happening on their YouTube channel every weekend. And this round, they are re-releasing the film Bo Lang Chai or Forgotten in conjunction with Georgetown UNESCO World Heritage Day, which was just celebrated on the 7th of July. So I'm going to find out more about the film, which is on the history and situation of the Klang jetties in Penang, from the film's director, Ong Boon Keong, or Ong BK for short. Welcome, BK. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So I know we're going to be talking about Penang today, but you're actually in Sabah right now, aren't you, BK?
Yes, I'm speaking to you from Tamparuli Town in Sabah, which is about 1 hour drive from KK, the capital of Sabah.
And I think our listeners must know that, you know, you went all the way to the city just so you could stand under the telecom towers for a good connection for us.
Yeah, actually, you can see the telecom tower at the back. Yeah. Can you see that?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I can indeed. If only our listeners could. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So, BK, you are a Penang boy, right? You grew up in Penang. You spent a great amount of time there. Am I correct? Tell me a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I actually was born in Kedah, but I spent 20 years in Penang before I came over to Borneo about 10 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if I'm correct, you're into organic farming now, hydropower, all those sorts of things as well.
Yeah, this is the sort of work that I've been doing when I'm in Borneo. And in Penang, I was doing organic farm for 10 years or so. And after that, then I also get into a bit of other NGO activities like making this film for Freedom Film Fest.
Yeah, and this is a film that was made back in 2007, right? And it talks about the Klang jetties, of course, in Penang. Can you remind us about, you know, what the film is about? You know, why did you want to tell a story about the Klang jetties in particular?
Well, actually, there is a bigger background to the Klang jetty film, which is the repeal of Rent Control Act in Malaysia, actually, which affect Georgetown most significantly because there are thousands of pre-war houses which are covered under the Rent Control Act. So under the Act, as the name implies, the rental of the houses built before the Second World War cannot be easily raised. So that actually enabled a lot of original residents to stay on because of the low rental. And that include one interesting part of the community there, which is those people who stay in the Klang jetty, which is actually, interestingly, the other part of the original labor force that built the Penang port, which a lot of people don't quite know, but it is an interesting fact that we should remember in a way. Especially in terms of living heritage, because through this community, we can actually remind us of how they work, they toil and so on to build the Georgetown into the big port that it was decades ago.
Yeah, because I think if I've got my history correct, it was the 19th century where Chinese immigrants mostly came from the Tong'an district in China's Fujian province, right? And they arrived in Penang seeking a better life. But, you know, for a lot of them, as you put in the story as well, which you cleverly told through a puppet story, right? How a lot of them were actually forced into indentured labor. Am I correct? Tell me about that.
Yeah, actually, the film is about, in a way, it's about the beginning of Penang. It's actually, it's about heritage, but incidentally, actually, it also catch a glimpse of the human migration, the indentured labor, that I won't say it started from there, but actually, it was already going on all around the world, but Penang is one of the area where this happened. And that story is not finishing yet. Actually, it's going on. It's all the rage now all over the world. So even though this film is about the heritage of Georgetown, but actually it also captures a glimpse of that, what is sort of starting to become a very big trend in the world.
Yeah. You know, just talking about the film, I mean, I watched it. It's only about 34, 35 minutes long, you know, very, very short, but very, very interesting. And, you know, you started off or you employed the technique of, am I correct in saying they were a Teochew puppet show? Am I correct?
Yes.
A puppet show. Tell me about that. You know, why did you want to employ that sort of method to tell the story of, you know, the early migrants to Penang, the early Chinese immigrants to Penang?
Yeah. Well, actually, the technique actually has something to do with the way the oral kind of communication in the early part of the country, not just Penang, actually, in the whole country, it was more of an oral kind of tradition. And that actually also means that a lot of these things are not recorded. And so a number of things conspire to kind of keep this history away from the sort of the modern audience. So I think to kind of capture the situation, the communication situation, the medium. So I think the puppet show is a very appropriate and relevant medium because it's sort of like enable me to dramatize the situation a little bit. And also to bring to light the existence of a group of artists who can do sort of like semi-improvisation kind of communication theater, which is quite interesting from even today's kind of perspective.
Yeah, very interesting because, you know, I've not actually seen one before. So this was the first time I'm properly seeing a puppet show in that sort of setting. So it was really, really fascinating with the music and everything. And of course, telling stories that have come, that have been passed down, right, from generations. As you said, there's a oral history there, oral tradition. So the film, of course, was made back in 2007. You know, at the time, of course, there was a lot of danger. Development, of course, was a real threat and there were already demolition of jetties happening, right? What is the situation then? Because I know in 2008, that's when they received the UNESCO listing, right? How did that change the situation?
Well, the threat to the community has been going on since the beginning because the jetty actually is sitting on a temporary occupation list, TOL. Mm-hmm. So if you know anything about TOL, it means that you can occupy a place, but if the government want to use it, they can kick you out without any compensation at all. So it's a little bit ironic that the part of the Penang Heritage Site, World Heritage Site, is sitting on a TOL. So there have been a lot of calls from the residents to give them more permanence in their place of residence and in this heritage site, but somehow various government had sort of ignored the plea from the people who occupy the place. So I think the issue is still relevant because TOL is not just affecting the people in the jetty, but actually in a lot of other places like the Orang Asli or other marginalized community in Malaysia as well.
Yeah, and the word you use, ironic, because, you know, if you Google, like, let's say Penang jetties, right, or Klang jetties, all you see are like these tourism sites, you know, it's promoted as, wow, come check out Penang heritage and everything. But the reality is the residents there are constantly living in fear that their homes might be taken away or demolished.
Yep, exactly. So I think if they are living up to the spirit of preserving the heritage, the community actually is a example of a living heritage. I mean, people from those generation, their descendants, are still staying in this area, which made history by creating the famous Penang Port in its heyday. And still, Georgetown is still a very notable city in Malaysia, if not in the region. So I hope that whoever who are in charge now, they should actually take it more seriously and give the place a more permanent status.
Yeah, because I think the name of the film itself, is it in Hokkien, Bo Lang Chai? Does that mean that nobody know? Is that correct? Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, it means something like forgotten. In fact, a lot of the residents who were toiling in the port feel that they have been forgotten by the society at large, by the government, and so on. And in the film, actually, I interview some of those laborers, that means those people who are actually work in those times, not just their descendants, but actually who work in those times. There are also some of their residents which are located on the land, and they call it Kuli Kang. So the place is also demolished due to various kind of development. As you mentioned just now, actually some of the jetty had already been demolished. In fact, after the film, two jetty, the Kuih jetty and Ping An jetty, was demolished to make way for some relocation from the Jelutong Expressway, I think, and some other kind of relocation. So the jetty is actually still under threat today.
Okay, and I mean, the situation now, there are still about maybe seven clans left, am I correct? Or something around those lines?
Yeah, only seven are left. Previously, there are maybe a dozen or so jetties, but for various reasons, they have been displaced. Yeah.
Okay. I'm speaking today to Ong Boon Keong. He's the director of the film Bo Lang Chai, which means forgotten. And this film was released during the Freedom Film Festival back in 2007 and is a look at the clan jetties in Penang and how these early settlements are facing threats from development. And we're going to continue that discussion after a quick break. Keep it right here on Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me on the show today is Ong Boon Keong. He's the director of the 2007 film Bo Lang Chai, which means forgotten. And this was a film about the clan jetties in Penang. And it's the chosen film for this week's Weekend Watch with Freedom Film Fest, since it was Georgetown UNESCO World Heritage Day on the 7th of July. So we're taking a look at what this film is all about. So before the break, we spoke about what you were trying to tackle, BK, and highlight through the film. Now, can you talk to me about how you went about actually making the film? So, you spoke to long-term residents of the clan jetties, some very elderly gentlemen who had spent their whole lives living there. How did you meet them and get them to be on the film and to share their stories?
Well, actually, just now I told you that actually this film sit in a period where a lot of the old residents of Georgetown are affected by the repeal of rent control. So that means they are being kicked out of the Georgetown area after the rent control law is repealed in year 2000. So there are tens of thousands of old residents were kicked out. So that actually make the clan jetty feel the jitters, because they are sitting on a temporary occupation license. So it means that they could also feel suffer the same fate. So in that context, maybe to let you know what we were doing at that time, since 2000, actually, we have a community group called Save Ourselves, SOS, which help the residents who are displaced. So we have a lot of old residents who try to cling on to their house in the face of landlords or court orders that try to kick them out. And I remember there are some very sad story. Like there is even one old man who actually hang himself before the court people come and seal off his long occupied house, his family house. So there are a lot of stories like this, actually, a lot of eviction. So we also go to court with a lot of the resident and also fight for some replacement home in the government housing in Georgetown. So the idea of being ejected from the Clan Jetty is always sitting at the back of the mind of all the residents in the seven jetty there. So maybe the achievement of this World Heritage status give them some respite, but you never know if one day they feel that they think that the jetty are lesser importance to other development projects, they may still suffer that fate. So that is the heritage side of it. I think that probably should be given due consideration.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's so heartbreaking what you just said. So the land was taken away from them and they weren't given alternative places to live, or they were just told to kind of find their own way? What actually happened back in 2000?
When we make a big effort to meet the chief minister at that time, he basically just tell us that when the original resident came to Penang, they have nowhere to stay, and somehow they still can make do with what they have and make their home and so on. We have to push very hard before he allocates some of the government housing, the PPRT, for some of the residents. But most of them, they are just left to their own devices.
Gosh, that's terrible. And I know from the film, basically, you were telling that a lot of them were brought in by the British with the promise that they would actually receive land, which of course never materialized, right?
Yeah, actually, in fact, this is the second aspect of the film that it is telling the story of this migration, this labor migration, which is full of a lot of treachery, a lot of cheating, a lot of unfulfilled promises. And while I was working on the film, actually, I definitely dwell on the specific in the case. But actually, this story, put in a larger picture, is happening all over the world. And somehow, the episodes are the same. The cheating are the same, and the disappointment are the same. And the story is not ending. It's still unfolding all over the world. And maybe one interesting update from the film. At that time, when I was doing the film, I was not able to get... I wasn't able to look wider. Then, after the film came out, then I also noticed that one of the group of the port laborers, which I was trying to look for information at that time but couldn't, somehow after the film, I got hold of them. These are the group of laborers from India. So they actually have even a union for seafront workers. And this group of people, even though they don't stay in a particular place like the Clan Jetty, they are dispersed all over Georgetown, but they left a physical building behind. It's called Gandhi Peace Center, located near the Botanical Garden. Its address is 674 Jalan Kebun Bunga. So this group of workers were also involved as a port workers, just like the people in the Clan Jetty. And this information, I only can get it after the film was made. So this is an update that I think is good that I bring up here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, when you were making the film, what were your hopes for it at the time? You know, did you just want to raise more awareness? You know, did you think this was a story that had been lost in, you know, the retelling of Penang's history as well?
Well, I suppose the context that I get into the film was because of the rent control struggle. So sure. we actually have a community group called SOS, which try to help those people who are evicted. So I suppose it's a good thing that actually when we get into the issue, then we also get to know about the specific history of those particular groups in Georgetown. So Clan Jetty is a very good example. It's a very good study of how the people get there and what kind of good reason for us to keep them there. Like the Clan Jetty, they actually can be a living heritage that tell the story of the early part of Georgetown. So that is how I think it was a very good part of that struggle, you can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a good reminder, like, I mean, for people like me, you know, who have no clue about what's happening, you know, sitting in the Klang Valley, it was really quite eye-opening. And, you know, hearing from you now and saying that these issues are still ongoing, and we know that Penang is desperately trying to redevelop and you know, there's land reclamation issues happening. You know, there's so many communities who are worried about, you know, all these development plans and how it will affect them. So very timely still, you know, even though the film was made back in 2007, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Did you keep in touch with the folks from the Klang Jetties? You know, do you know how they're doing now? Because you said you formed SOS, right? Is that still an ongoing organization? Are you still carrying on your work through there?
Well, actually, we probably were brought to a stop after like 10 years of that because a lot of the old residents have passed away, partly also because of the stress induced by the eviction. And for Clan Jetty, I have been going back to Georgetown to drop by and have a look how they are going. And the way the government have developed the place is to turn into like a general tourist attraction, which give very little inkling of the early part of the history of that place. So if you go to that place, it's like just like a shopping souvenir kind of a place with a few food store thrown in. So there's very little done to remind people, to give people an idea of the significance of that place. So we still try to voice out to get the government to actually give the heritage concern a bigger, a more serious treatment.
Yeah, I was reading one article because which said that, you know, maybe the UNESCO listing actually could be a more of a bane than a boon because, like you said, there was an influx of tourists, you know, everybody then started selling souvenirs and those who didn't, you know, they were being photographed in their homes, you know, as they're just trying to live their lives, you know, it was a complete invasion of privacy as well, you know, everything kind of, yeah, it also had its negative impacts, I suppose, right, the UNESCO listing?
Yeah, actually, there are some negative part of it, and also there are some area where the heritage site can prompt the government to upgrade the facility and create more pedestrian walkway that link the different jetty. But somehow this never happened. So it looks like the government is more concerned about the commercial aspect of monetizing this heritage site status rather than trying to improve the quality of life of the people who are there, who are testimony of a very glorious past or just now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even in your film towards the end, you know, all of them were saying that this is their way of life. They really enjoy that way of life. They don't want to give up that way of life. They don't necessarily want to go live in a PPR flat. They don't want to go to the, you know, go to the mainland. This is something that they know they've got their whole community there, their families have been built there, and this is a way of life that they want to maintain, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is a very good example of how people do possess value which are not totally commercial in nature. So I think this community spirit is something that should be cherished, and I think there are a lot of increasingly more people who are, what you call that, see the value of community spirit. So if a city is deprived, which is deprived of community spirit, actually it's not a city at all. It doesn't give any character to the city at all. So I hope that this one of the remaining community in Georgetown should be conserved by all efforts.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, it's not just happening in Penang, right? It's happening with the Orang Asli communities. It's happening with so many different other communities whose land has been earmarked for development. You know, they're being told to leave their way of life and just sort of like, yeah, go live in modernity, right? I mean, why would you want to, you know, not live in the city? But they want that way of life. That is something that they cherish.
Yeah, I think that it is not just that they want it, but actually, even from a third-party point of view, like from other community who are not staying there, I think a lot of people also can see the value of this kind of community spirit. And there are some, what you call that, city planning authors like Jane Jacobs from the US, who wrote a very famous work on this area called The Death and Life of Great American Cities. So even in very developed society, like in the United States, they actually look back and they find that actually these are the things that is unfortunately sacrificed in a lot of city building in the world. So if we value the community spirit, I think we could have developed our city very differently. And we have a small chance to hold back that in the Clan Jetty of Georgetown.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, BK. Any last message that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I suppose other than the heritage concern, I suppose because of the growing labor migration issue all over the place, and it's also like happening all over Malaysia, other than the rest of the world, I think we should probably use this what the film can provide in terms of information on this labor migration to actually push the government to take a more friendly relationship with the migrant labor who actually helped build this country. And without people like this, as in Georgetown, they couldn't be the big city in the Malaysia as well as all over the world.
Yeah, especially in this COVID situation, we're seeing how terribly they're treating our migrant labor force. Appalling behavior, and they forget that. And similar to the Clan Jetties, right? They were also brought here with promises of a better life, you know, promises, and so many broken promises and so many lies were told to them. Yeah, it's continuing to happen today, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully the struggle can still continue to bring a better life to the migrant workers in Malaysia.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking to Ong Boon Kyung. He's a film director of the films Bo Lang Chai or Forgotten, which is a 2007 film looking at the lives of the Clan Jetties in Penang. Again, you can catch that film over on YouTube. Just search for the Freedom Film Fest YouTube channel and you can watch it there. And if you miss any part of today's interview or any previous Live and Learn interviews, just search for the podcast on the BFM app or at bfm.my/learn. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
After the economic value of the Clan Jetties had been exhausted, the Clan Jetties are facing their greatest threat since they were established over a century ago. Many people feel that this crisis warrants wider public attention.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.